So we're going to do a breath meditation, and we're going to do a kind of broad and diffused awareness of the breath. And so we'll kind of start with the whole body, starting with the toes. Wiggle your toes. Not that you should necessarily feel your breath in your toes. And we'll just kind of build up to a broad awareness of the body. So the whole of both feet now. And the toes all the way up to the knees. And right from the beginning, just see if you can allow the awareness of the body to kind of share the room with whatever it is that your mind is up to. So your body from your toes up to your knees is kind of quietly humming away in the language of the sensations of the body. And the habitual activity of the mind is humming away in whatever its language is, could be thoughts or images or feelings. Let's see if you can avoid putting those two things in too stark of kind of contrast with each other or competition with each other. Kind of allow them to both be there. Toes all the way up to your buttocks. So, including the whole upper leg, the whole kind of the thighs. So the sensations of the body do not need you to do anything about them. And your habitual activity of mind does not need you to do anything about it. So there's not really too much grounds for struggling here or stress or tension. So see if you can just do your best in a fairly relaxed way. And we'll kind of fill up the torso. So we'll move up into the belly, toes all the way up to the belly. In here, you can start to feel the movement of the breath. The breath just does itself, basically. Your habitual mental activity does itself. So, again, there's really not that much for you to do here. Toes all the way up to the diaphragm. Toes all the way up to the base of the neck. And you can kind of pick for yourself where the torso stops and the arms begin. We're sticking with the torso for now. Include the arms down to the elbows only. So everything from your toes up to the base of the neck and from your shoulders down to your elbows. Everything below the neck, so with a special emphasis on your arms from your elbows to the tips of your fingers. Everything from your jaw down, everything from the kind of base of the skull down. So include your neck, and then include your head, your face, your ears, back of the head, top of the head. Some kind of broad, open awareness of the whole body. And without too much differentiation from whatever your mind is otherwise doing. If it helps, you can think of that awareness as kind of like a cloud, vaguely body-shaped cloud. But that cloud also kind of intersects with the space of the activity of the mind. So if your mind has some habitual tension in it, or some feeling tone, or kind of a boulder of thought that's rolling down a hill in a certain direction, it's just catching a little bit of the mist from that cloud. Without any struggle, there's nothing really to struggle with here. So the idea here is that we're going to shift the emphasis. We'll put it that way. We're going to shift the emphasis towards the bodily sensations without introducing the idea that anything is going to be really excluded or cut off. Right? So the point is to recognize any part of the habitual way of framing the practice that introduces conflict. Okay, so shifting the emphasis towards the body with like a little teaspoon of awareness set off to the side to see if any tension is introduced here, any conflict is introduced here. Oh, I need to exclude that now. I need to work harder at this now. It's kind of like, oh, maybe you don't need that. And what specifically in the body? Well, specifically the sensations of the breath. And that can be a big, broad, open awareness of everything that's in any way breathy. And we'll introduce a little bit of energy here, maybe at the beginning of the in-breath and the out-breath, just the beginning. See if you can push for a kind of vividness in the recognition of the sensations of the breath. And you can say to yourself, in and out. Don't we're not shooting for like cooking something under a spotlight here. This is more like one of those panoramic aquariums where you go in and there's so much happening all around you that it kind of takes all of your attention to take it in. Now, what I mean is don't make the breath small, make it big. Just the beginning of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. You can imagine that your awareness is looking out from somewhere in the middle of it. That's why it can have this kind of panoramic feeling. It's not looking down on it from above. And very important that this that the breath it does it on its own. It surrounds awareness on its own. So this is not a volitional act carried out by the muscles of the eyebrows. So, see if you can relax your face a little bit. And now, for just the in breath, we're going to see if that vividness can extend for the entire duration of the in breath. And again, this isn't something that you do by force. It's more like sitting down on a bench in that panoramic aquarium room. Don't worry too much about the out breath for now, just the in breath. Let the emphasis fall solely in the direction of this kind of cloud of sensations of breath. And see if you can not do anything really on the out breath. Out breath is more like an opportunity just to check and see if You're adding an element of tension with the energy. It's kind of funny because your eyes might be closed, but your eyes should be relaxed as though they're taking in a panoramic aquarium. So just check and see if your eyes are focusing into the darkness. Your eyes can actually focus even when your eyes are closed. They can kind of like look. They don't need to look. Relax your look muscles. That energetic awareness for the entire duration of the in-breath does not require your look muscles. See if you can sit down on that bench for the entire duration of the in and the out breath. And what we're going to do for just a couple of minutes here is we're going to watch for the arising and passing away of just the in-breath. Pay attention, especially to the end. What kind of awareness do you have to have for the in-breath to disappear before your very eyes? Now, the thing is, it can't exactly be awareness of the in-breath, can it? Because you would have nothing to recognize afterwards. So what is this that you have awareness of? That can be called the in-breath, and then in a split second, that name ceases to apply. There's sharp change. Be there. This is a re-education camp. This site. What changes here? You have to be here many times.